Do you deal or do you threaten? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama's deal with Iran is in big trouble, and not just with Republicans. Democrats think he's ignoring Israel's warnings. And Prime Minister Netanyahu was on the evening news to argue that Barack Obama just gave Iran a concealed weapons license.
This regime is building intercontinental ballistic missiles to reach every part of the United States. They already have missiles that reach us. They're building it for you.
For his part, President Obama seems to think that if he can just explain the deal in enough detail, his critics will come around. But Netanyahu says you can't cut deals with rogue states like Iran. You have to threaten them with force. And he's a very smart man. He's a graduate of Harvard and MIT. Excellent communicator. Sounds like your uncle from Philadelphia. And he may be right this time. But he's not always right. In 2002, he was testifying in Washington as Congress was debating how to handle Iraq's nuclear program.
If you take out Saddam's regime, I guarantee you that it will have enormous positive reverberations on the region. And I think that people sitting right next door in Iran, young people, and many others will say, the time of such regimes, of such despots, is gone.
And that Iraq, is speculation on your part, or you have some evidence to that effect?
I don't guarantee it, Mr. Turney, but I think it makes it more likely, and therefore I think the choice of Iraq is a good choice. It's the right choice.
Now that was 13 years ago, and he could be right this time, but I can see how a president might be reluctant to take his advice. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.